All right, Tuesday night and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. Be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. So far, we got 578 people on right now. A bunch of people watching on Twitter. What's it up to, Aaron? Like 60-something on Twitter?
Yeah, 69.
It's highly unusual. 69 yeah. people watching on Twitter. Usually we don't get out of single digits on Twitter. Welcome everybody on Twitter who's watching us. God bless you. And everybody else, switch over to Rumble. If you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, switch over to Rumble. Make sure you get the Rumble app. I'm not making any money off of Rumble. Just switch over Rumble. I made about $1,600 off Rumble so far in 2 years, just so everybody knows. All right, now we're talking about tonight, and please pray for me because I really don't want to say erection instead of insurrection because I'm going to be saying insurrection a lot, and I really don't want to slip. And by the way, I have slipped before. So maybe because I was talking about Democrats saying erection instead of insurrection, but pray, make sure that I don't do that. And if I do, I'll, of course, acknowledge it immediately. But now what I want to talk about is just a lot to launch is the real insurrection. What is the real insurrection that's going on? Now, there's many different things. There's a couple different components of it. An open southern border, of course, 15,000 people a day. It used to be 12. You're like, Tom, you've changed your number. It's because the official numbers have changed. It's no longer 12,000 that are illegally crossing the border per day. It's 15,000 illegally crossing the border per day. When Trump left office, he had 8,000 people illegally crossing per month. Trump's worst year in office, which was 2019 for illegal border crossers, was, I believe, 948,000 people illegally crossed the border. Joe Biden this year alone will be 3 to 4 million. And he had 3 to 4 million last year for a total. Now, these are the numbers that we know of. And as you always hear me say, it's really 1 to 5 times that many, according to CBP statistics. But you just look at pure numbers. Anybody wants to argue about this election, want to argue about the southern border, want to talk about comprehensive border reform and that the president can't do anything, that's absolutely incorrect, which I'll get to in a minute, because Joe Biden took down all of Trump's 91 of Trump's executive orders exclusively about the border, which then opened the border wide freaking open, just wide open. So it's 15,000 people illegals are crossing per day into the United States of America. And just think of that. Trump's worst year, most of his years were in the 400,000 to 500,000 range. Those were out of his 4 years, his worst year was 2019. He went basically 400,000. I mean, these are rough numbers, 400,000, 500,000, 948,000, then back to like four high fours in his last year. It was 8,000 roughly per month going in. And again, you know, it's 8,000 per month when he left office. That didn't mean it was 8,000 for all 12 months of 2020, if you're wondering why the numbers are off. But that, there's no need for comprehensive border reform. So that in and of itself is the true insurrection. The southern border and the other insurrections that are going on is the merging of local law enforcement, local district attorneys, Soros bought and paid for district attorneys, i.e. Alvin Bragg, Letitia James, George Gascon, Kim Fox, Fannie Willis, Jack Smith, he's not local, he's federal, but he's working with the White House, which is also illegal because the FBI or the Justice Department, even though you have the Justice Department, you know, the Attorney General is a administrative nominee, I get that, but they are not allowed. I get that they all do, but, and I hope that the Republican side doesn't do it, but I get that they all do, but the Attorney General is not supposed to work with the White House. It's supposed to be independent. I know everyone's laughing right now. I know it's not true. I know who Merrick Garland, Lisa Monaco, his deputy, I know who they work for. They work exclusively for Joe Biden. But it's really odd. Okay, you kind of expect it from the DOJ. But when you have the merging of local law enforcement, Fannie Willis, Alvin Bragg, Letitia James, and many others, merging with the DOJ to prosecute a president, where of course you had Nathan Wade, meeting in the White House. Remember, he billed Fulton County for 24 hours. Now, remember, he billed that in one day. So he says that he met with the Biden administration. Nathan Wade, who is the lead prosecutor in the Fulton County case against Trump for election interference, which is all lies, of course, but I'm not going to digress into that about why it's all lies. But he met with the DOJ in the White House. It wasn't just even the DOJ. It was actually Biden White House attorneys. That is patently illegal. And all of these people must be prosecuted when we own the DOJ. And everyone's like, you need to let go, let God, move on. That's not the case. That's not the Bible. Just so everybody knows, that is not the case. Take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins against you, forgive, rebuke him, correct him sternly. And if he repents, if he stops doing it, forgive him. That's the Bible. Just so everybody knows, that's the Bible. That's Luke 17:3, just so everybody knows. If you want to take stands in the Bible, that's the Bible. I stand in the Word of God, period. So they are meeting. So Nathan Wade, Fannie Willis's lover, remember they said that they weren't dating. And again, I get very confused on this because why is either one of them okay? Allegedly, it's okay if they start dating after she hires him and she gives him $700,000. But it's not okay if they were dating, if they were dating prior to him being hired and she gives him $700,000. Right. You see, I get confused every time I talk about it because neither one of them make any sense. They're all illegal.
Right.
It's all bribery. It's all corruption. And Nathan Wade is guilty himself of perjury. So is Fannie Willis. And so is Terrence Bradley, his attorney. They're all guilty of perjury and they all must be criminally prosecuted. We have time. The statute of limitations doesn't run out on those perjury charges for probably 3 years. They all must be criminally charged. We cannot move on. I'm telling you, we need to go back and Clapper needs to be prosecuted. John Brennan, you know, Tom, you sound just like left. No, if you don't stop it, the left is never going to stop. It wouldn't even matter. Listen, as much as I despise Nikki Haley, who's going to go down. Oh, Aaron, I want to tell you, monitor Super Tuesday as much as you can on Twitter, see if you can get election results. You guys can send them to me on the chat, too. I'll read them out if I see them on here. The election results that'll start streaming in here probably any minute for Super Tuesday if they haven't already come in. The last couple hours before the podcast, I'm prepping for the podcast so I can't pay attention. But if you have election results, send them in because we know Donald Trump is going to crush Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley, of course, won Washington, D.C. with Trump getting 698 votes in all of Washington, D.C. Now, that should show everybody something. That Donald Trump lost the D.C. primary to Nikki Haley. It was like a total, I don't remember, like 1,300 votes, some ridiculous number. But Donald Trump only got 698. But that shows you who, remember I've been talking about this now for a week and a half. These people, these are the people who inform us. These are the people who allegedly lead us. These are the people who set mandates and precedents. These are the people. Are they our representatives in Washington, D.C.? In my opinion, we shouldn't even headquarter there. We should only go there whenever we absolutely have to.
Yeah.
All the Republicans should get out of the D.C. cocktail circuit so they stop bending over and grabbing their ankles at the request of Democrats. They should get out and just Zoom call in, as much as I hate Zoom calls from COVID and all that stuff, meet other places because Washington, D.C. is a corrupt, turd-floating cesspool. of course, Nikki Haley wins because that's who she is. She's a status representative of the globalist left. She is approved. She is approved. She's approved opposition. Inside opposition, which is basically most of the Republican Party. And I am dyed-in-the-wall Republican. People like her, Romney, McConnell, Lindsey Graham, they're just controlled opposition. And I'm dyed-in-the-wall Republican. This upcoming election, I believe I can't remember whether it's November 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, whatever it is, coming up. I'm voting down ballot Republican without hesitation, just so everybody knows. But I'm just saying that most of the Republican Party is controlled opposition. They're actually controlled by the left, which I don't have time to digress into that tonight. I'm not going to get to this stuff. So the real insurrection is an open southern border. That's part of it. Corruption in the DOJ. This is all Bolshevik revolution stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is all Mao revolution. It is that serious, just so everybody knows. And it's going to go violent. If we don't resist, everybody thinks that as long as, I know the 638 people that are watching right now, you don't go along to get along. I'm not necessarily talking to you. I'm just saying people think, well, if I give in this, then they'll leave me alone, which reminds me of one of Jordan Peterson's tweets that he put out. He's like, I took your freaking vaccination. Now leave me alone. Well, after you took the vaccination, then they put out a Rivcan.
Yep.
So then you had to take third vaccination, or you didn't qualify for a Rivcan because you couldn't buy, sell, trade, or travel without their QR-coded Mark of the Beast on your phone called a Rivcan. So he's like, I took your two vaccinations. I masked. I isolated alone together alone. I quarantined, I locked down, I did all that you wanted me to do, and you're never leaving me alone. That's correct. So you have to stand out. I'm telling you, this will go violent. Because they are leftists. They are not liberals. There are some liberals out there. But there are leftists now mixed with Islam. You're wondering who those voters are? And I know I'm not getting to this. This is all really part of the grand insurrection, though. You're wondering who those voters are in Minnesota and Michigan? Because in Minnesota, you have Ilhan Omar's district that are voting basically, what's the word? They don't vote for Biden. They don't vote for any option. Uncommitted or whatever it is.
Yeah, uncommitted.
Uncommitted, something like that. Non-committed, they're voting for nobody. But they go and actually drive to the polling station and vote non-committed. Who are those people that are doing it? Because there's 100,000 in Michigan that didn't vote for Biden. They voted, this is in their primaries. This wasn't even an option to vote for Donald Trump. There's 100,000 people in Michigan that voted non-committed. Who are those people? They're out of Dearborn, Michigan, where all the Muslims are. Tom, you're a Islamophobe. I'm not an anything phobe. I'm not afraid of a Muslim person. Not afraid at all. But I'm not afraid of anything because God will not allow me to be afraid. Whatever I bind is bound. Whatever I lose is loose. And until we are raptured out of here, we will win. But if you look at Sharia law and the caliphate, that's something to be concerned about. And you ask, well, there's Muslims that are zealots and there's Muslims that are not, blah, blah, blah. Ask any Muslim if Israel should exist. What am I looking at here, Aaron?
These are the results so far.
Oh, so what do we got so far here?
On the right-hand side, you can see that everyone is for Donald Trump.
Oh, okay. So far, we got Alabama, 85% trending for Trump. Oh, Haley's doing great right there. She's on it. This is disgusting. Why are we even having this primary? Donald Trump, Arkansas, 70%. Maine, 70%. Massachusetts, 50-60%. North Carolina, that's huge, 73%. Oklahoma, 82%. Tennessee, 73%. Texas, 75%. Donald Trump in Virginia, 65%. Vermont, 48%. Of course, Vermont's low. Of course,
yeah,
that'll be low because they're leftist.
And all the light red are already called for Trump.
Light red's already called for Trump. Thank you, Aaron. So all those are already done. So Alabama's done. Massachusetts done. Maine's done. North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee done. Virginia's even done. So the only one that's even remotely close is Vermont. And that, of course, is already done. I mean, 48% it's done. And then, of course, you have Arkansas. He's going to destroy her in that, too. Nikki Haley is a disgusting human being. Absolutely a disgusting human being. Like, Tom, you shouldn't say that about a woman. You shouldn't say that about a fellow Republican. She may be a fellow Republican, but she is a globalist leftist bourgeois elitist who's being funded by the world, by the military-industrial complex. That's all that she is, which makes her the same as Pompeo, which makes her the same as Biden,
yeah,
which makes her the same as Lloyd Austin. Same thing. They all know each other. What they do is they put out this facade that we together as this merging of globalist leftism and compromised globalist rightism, we are the wisdom class, and we will disseminate your marching orders. We will disseminate the rules for you to live. And most Christians do what they're told. Amazing to me. They don't read their Bible. They strap masks on, take their vaccinations, pip and whore vaxes from their pulpits and lock down. And eventually, they'll get their electric vehicle, plug it into the electric grid, a grid now controlled by people like Nikki Haley and Joe Biden because they are one and the freaking same. Same people. You're like, Tom, she says pro-life things. That's so that she gets in position to not legislate pro-life. Does everybody get that?
Yeah.
Do you get that, Aaron?
Yeah.
They actually speak pro-life narratives. Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, Mitt Romney, they preach pro-life narratives so they can get in there and legislate non-pro-life agendas.
Yep.
So that you can't put real conservatives in there. And I'm not going to get into the whole synergistic tension thing because that's a half an hour. I'm not going to do it. So the real insurrection is what I've described to you so far. Corrupt DOJ, a corrupt criminal justice system where you're dragging right-wingers into all blue courts. Blue jurisdiction, blue judges, blue prosecutors. You've heard me say that a million times. Where you have Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade both meeting with Biden's attorneys at the White House for a Fulton County prosecution, patently illegal and fascist, just so everybody knows. That's fascism. That's banana republic stuff. But here's another one for you. And most of you already know this. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. But, of course, Trump just won something that never happens. I mean, it's already been spoken of ad nauseum, so I'm going to blow through it quickly, but I'm going to tie it into one other thing. Trump just won 9-0 in the SCOTUS, in the Supreme Court, to not allow him to be taken off of ballots. And again, why is this even a discussion? Why? I said this on Saturday at the podcast, said this on Sunday morning from the pulpit. Why are we even having a discussion, not about the 9-0 thing, but it's just like the military man dressed as a woman giving a debriefing at the Pentagon. Why is that even an option? Why do we even have to discuss it?
Right.
Why do we have to discuss whether a man is a woman or a woman is a man? Why do we have to even have these discussions? Because there's just leftist tactics that I don't have time to get into. But so they just won. I mean, Trump just won. And this is actually a smaller win. People think it's a really big win. The next thing, the immunity case is the big one under Tanya Shutkin. That is the big one. That's the big deal. Because here's the thing, even if Trump would have lost this, then Republican states would have started to take Joe Biden off the ballot and it all would have ended. If Trump doesn't win the immunity case where everything that he does officially as the president, of course, is blown out of proportion with Joy Behar and The View. So if Republicans start to put trans people in camps, he can't be held criminally accountable. Only people that ever put anybody in camps are the globalist left.
That's right.
Or any leftist.
Yeah.
Who was putting people in camps in 2020, in 2021? Who exactly was doing it? Jacinda Ardern was doing it.
Yep.
Scott Morrison was doing it. Scott Morrison claims to be a born-again Christian, the former prime minister of Australia. No, he's not. Again, he's simply a Christian. He says that he's a Christian so he can actually legislate non-Christian things while Christians think he's representing them.
Yep.
That's all. That's just the giant facade. Justin Trudeau was putting people into camps. If you would have unleashed them in America, Gavin Newsom would have been putting them in camps. Wretched Witless would be putting people into camps. We all know that. Jay Inslee would be putting people into camps. We know it. Kate Brown would be putting people into camps. They gladly, out of Washington, out of Oregon, out of California, out of Michigan, gladly. J.B. Pritzker would have loved to put people into camps. Because that's what leftists do. And then they accuse you of doing the exact same thing that they are either doing or going to do themselves. Everything they say is inverted. When they put together the election integrity project under Perkins Coie and Mark Elias right before 2020 to ensure the integrity of the transition, it's the exact opposite.
Yeah.
It's to ensure the corruption of the non-transition. That's the point of it all. That should have happened. So Trump wins 9-0, but the immunity case is bigger. Is Trump should have immunity for any official action. How's anybody going to be a president anymore?
Yeah.
So here's the thing. If he loses it, immediately, I'm telling you, whether it's America First Legal, whether it's Judicial Watch, Liberty Council, that's where all of our money should be going, are those places, not going on the streets and protesting. Protest if you want. I've been there. I protested several times, been to a Trump rally, all those things. I love those things, but they're not really beneficial. They're not super constructive. And they have FBI and DOJ and State Department infiltration. An NGO infiltration into those and try to instigate you in committing crimes. But if you have it to where a president can no longer freely execute the duties of the office, then what needs to happen is if Trump loses, immediately Barack Obama needs to be brought up under charges for the drone strike where he killed 3 Americans.
Yeah.
For murder. That's it. And Numa and Joe Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas need to be immediately criminally charged for not upholding the Constitution of the United States of America at the southern border. Right now. That's it. So that has to happen. So here's the video, Joey Manerino video. Jenna Griswold, this is the Colorado Secretary of State, who unilaterally didn't vote, and there's no voters. Nobody voted to take him off the ballot. I guess it'd be hard to take him off the ballot because they would just not allow you to even have that on the ballot.
Right.
They just unilaterally pull anything they want off the ballot, which is amazing that these people don't see the ramifications of what they do. They don't see the snowball effect. And as soon as she does it, then we can do it right here in Florida. We'll just take Biden off the ballot. She just doesn't get it. But Jenna Griswold is a very angry woman. Play for me.
My larger reaction is disappointment. I do believe that states should be able under our Constitution to bar oath-breaking insurrectionists. And ultimately, this decision leaves open the door for Congress to act to pass authorizing legislation. But we know that Congress is a nearly non-functioning body. So ultimately, it will be up to the American voters to save our democracy in November.
Obviously, it's up to Americans to save our democracy by voting, you stupid idiot. Yeah, that's the idea, Jenna Griswold, is you're supposed to vote to save your democracy. And imagine your version of democracy is removing the most popular candidate off the ballot. That's her version of democracy. She believes that that's defending democracy, is removing candidates off of ballots. Can you imagine being that convoluted and that galactically stupid? Look at this next one. Mark Elias tweet. In a city of 700,000, Donald Trump got 676, oh, I said 698, 678 votes in the GOP primary. A tough jury pool. Here's the thing. There's Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley won 1,200 votes in all of D.C. So that was roughly accurate. Mark Elias just opens his kimono. He just says, here's Mark Elias. And everybody knows who Mark Elias is. If you don't, here's a brief explanation. He works for Perkins Coie out of Washington, D.C., the very office where the FBI also has an office inside of Perkins Coie. Just so everybody knows. Absolute fact, by the way. Absolute fact. He, of course, works for Perkins Coie. Hillary Clinton and the DNC hired Perkins Coie and Mark Elias. Mark Elias then hired Fusion GPS, which then hired Christopher Steele, which then hired Igor Danchenko, and they put together the Steele dossier, or dossier, as John Brennan says it. So that's who Mark Elias is, absolute convoluted liar who travels around the country fighting for democracy. And his form of democracy is illegals voting in elections, felons voting in elections, mass mail-in balloting with no signature verification, no ID verification, no voter ID whatsoever. And in so doing, he says that he is fighting for democracy. Now, here's the thing. Now, he just opens his kimono here. I'm stealing that from Hunter Biden, from his interview. So he just reveals himself right here. Why are you trying him in Washington, D.C.? Well, here he tells you. So you have Tanya Shutkin. That's the immunity case, by the way, is under Tanya Shutkin. And they even prevented the case from going en blanc. En blanc means you actually appeal your case to an appellate court before you get to the Supreme Court. They blocked that so it immediately went to the Supreme Court because they want it to be done faster so they can potentially try him in July. That's what they're going to try to do. It won't work, but that's what they're trying to do. I don't have time to get into why it won't work. But he reveals he reveals his own corruption. He reveals their idyllic corruption, their ideals that are completely and totally corrupt, which again is hauling Republicans, hauling conservatives. Again, here's the names: Alex Jones, Peter Navarro, Roger Stone, Donald J. Trump, General Mike Flynn, Steve Bannon, and I don't know if I left out anybody. They've all been hauled in front of, when Alex Jones was a civil case, he owes $1 billion now. And you have Donald Trump being hauled in front of the E. Jean rape case, and then the E. Jean defamation case, the election, corporate fraud, civil fraud case, where there were no complainants, where there were no victims, and when there was no fraud.
Yeah.
They're hauling us. Listen to me now. They are hauling us, red people, into blue jurisdictions with blue judges, blue grand juries, blue juries, blue jury pools, blue prosecutors, blue judges, blue appellate courts, even blue Supreme Courts, i.e. Illinois, i.e. Massachusetts, New York, Georgia, which you don't have a Georgia, thank goodness you don't have a blue appellate court, but who knows who's on the appellate courts? Because a lot of them they're the presidential nominees. It could be Obama, it could be Trump.
Yeah.
But Mark Elias reveals who he is here. Look what he says, a tough jury pool. That's why he hauls Donald Trump there.
Yep.
That's why they tried to get, you have all these different cases, okay? You have the four different cases, the 91 felony charges, facing 700 years in prison, all against Donald Trump. You have the case that is Jack Smith, which is dealing with the immunity stuff. That's where he's being charged with not insurrection, but basically a tier below insurrection charges, you know, that sort of thing. That's where immunity comes into place. Then you've got the classified documents case, which is out of Florida. And then Jack Smith tried to get that case moved to where? Right here? And failed. So it's being held in basically West Palm Beach or Broward County in Florida by a real judge who's not allowing Jack Smith to do whatever he wants to do. And there's other parts of this, too, that are going on right now with obstruction charges. I don't mean to get overly deep into the weeds. And Aaron, you tell me if I'm getting confusing to people. Just tell me.
Yeah.
So I don't mean to get overly into the weeds, but there's also other parts of this case that have to do with immunity. Leave this up because I just have everybody stare at this. This is what we're facing. Why Donald Trump? It's great that we won 9-0 now that his name will not be able to be removed off ballots. Great. But immunity is actually more important. Because here's another part of that. Is part of those charges against Donald Trump have to do with obstructing the DOJ. A lot of the 1-6 defendants have erroneous obstruction charges against them. And again, I don't have time to get into this, but they have erroneous, and they're about to all be dropped on appeal. Half of Jack Smith's case is the same charges against Donald Trump. So half of his case is about to be dumped. If we win, and I mean we, because this is for everybody, because every president, Donald Trump said the same thing. It's not about me having this immunity. It's about every president having this immunity. Listen, and again, it's amazing to me that the left can't see 2 inches in front of their face that as soon as they make it so that a president is no longer immune. And who else is immune, by the way? Does anybody know? You know who else is immune? All federal judges. Completely immune, but a president isn't. So then it's going to snowball downhill where not only presidents aren't immune, then federal judges and Supreme Court justices also will not be immune for conducting their official duties. They will no longer be immune. So if a drone strike goes bad, you'll be held accountable for it. And again, and I don't mean to go too deep into the weeds, but you know, here's the thing. What ticks me off is that a president is immune, but not a soldier fighting in Iraq who kills the wrong person.
Yeah.
They go to Leavenworth for a decade or 20 years, but a president is immune. So, I mean, but again, I still believe that a president should be immune as long as it's under the guise of his official duties. And that's what he's being persecuted via prosecution for, is that he didn't call in the National Guard. That's one of the things. He offered Nancy Pelosi a minimum of 10,000 National Guard troops. She turned it down. Turned it down from him. And she turned it down from the chief of the Capitol Police also.
Yeah.
Stephen Sund, right? Sund or something like that? I can't remember.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Stephen Fund, Sund.
Sund.
Sund, yeah. But anyway, so, and he didn't, and again, I will just like, to, any leftist, if you're on right now, you can send it to me on the Rumble chat. List for me how he conducted an insurrection. Tell me. I mean, I'm just curious. What did he do? I mean, he challenged an election. Democrats challenge every election they lose.
Correct.
Democrats refuse to certify electors in every election they lose. And that's not an insurrection, but Donald Trump doing it is. So this just reveals what their tactics are. Hog you. Remember, Donald Trump says this. And I'm not Trump sick of it. I'm not. Trump is not my messiah. He's just the best. He's the best president of my lifetime. And I was born in 1968. I remember Ronald Reagan. He's better than Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't do well on COVID, though. Just so he didn't do well. He didn't do horrible, but he didn't do well. He did not do a good job. He'd still be president right now if he'd done the right thing. But this just shows you their tactics right here. All right, let's move on. Now, here's something that nobody will talk about. I mean, the 818 people that are on right now, what's our number on Twitter?
122.
It's amazing, man. Amazing. 122 people. Usually we have like 9 yeah. on Twitter. So, I mean, we just make it up. We usually have between 700 and 900 people watching live.
Yeah.
But it's great. I mean, I'm glad people are watching on Twitter. I love Twitter. But anyway, most people will not talk about it. The 818 that I watch right now, we will talk about it. And there ain't one of us that's racist. Well, none of us are racist, but we got to talk about this. You're like, Tom, man, you need to tread lightly. I don't ever tread lightly. What's true is true. What's not is not.
Yep.
We have a black on white crime problem worldwide. I'm going to let that sit. We have a black on white crime problem worldwide. If it was the other way, I'd be documenting it and telling you to stop. And here it is. It's the other way, so I'm now telling you to stop. Anybody who's watching and you're a criminal, I'm telling you to stop. Probably aren't many criminals watching, but I'm just saying. If black people need to be told to stop, stop. White people need to be told to stop, stop. Hispanic people need to be told to stop, stop. Whatever it is. But right now, again, you can send me the videos. Again, we are calling out false narratives. Transgenocide. Where are the bodies? Genocide means mass death, mass execution, mass murder. Where are the bodies? Same thing I asked during COVID. Where are the bodies? And it's all starting to leak out about COVID now. I finally heard one other person, I can't remember who it was, talking about the Army Corps of Engineer Hospitals, my favorite story of all time. Finally heard somebody else talking about it. It's Peter McCullough. That's who was talking about. But I digress for just a moment. So we need to be talking about this out loud, because why is this happening? Because it's being licensed in the black community. Here's how it is. And listen, I'm not giving, when I talk about this, I'm not giving anybody an excuse. You commit an act of violence outside of self-defense, you're a criminal, period. Got it? Good. So, but black people are being taught that all white people have inherent racism. That even if you say you're not racist, don't act like you're racist, don't speak like you're racist, don't hire like you're racist, whatever, don't do business like you're racist, you still have, what's it called, Aaron? Inherent bias, inherent racism, whatever it is, latent racism. There's another term for it that's better than all those. But anyway, you have racism on the inside of you. So black people are being taught through DEI, through ESG, environmental social governance, diversity, equity, inclusion, CRT, critical race theory. They're being taught, don't let everybody fool you into believing that critical race theory is out of the schools. They don't take it out of the schools. They just rename it in the schools. They don't go, oh, critical race theory is out. CRT's gone. We don't have CRT anymore. We got TRC. See, it's gone. We did what you told us to. We took out CRT. We just put in TRC. So we have this problem. They're being taught that all white people are racist, and they're being licensed to commit acts of violence. You have all this reparations talk. Reparations for who? People who are never slaved? Never slaves getting money from the people who never enslaved them? And what's one of the funniest things was, I can't remember his name, his celebrity, Rob Schneider. Rob Schneider, he was talking to CPAC, and he said that, you know, they're opening up reparations legislation in California. And we know it's going to pass, of course. California is $68 billion in debt. And now they're going to pay internalized racism. Thank you, Aaron. Internalized racism. No, you're great. Great. That's perfect. Thank you. Perfect. Internalized racism. But they're opening up, you know, reparations legislation in California. And this is a state where there are no former slave owners, no former slaves, and a state that never had slavery.
Right.
And now they're going to pay reparations. And they're $68 billion in debt and about to go billions and billions and billions because they're paying for trans surgeries for illegal migrants.
Yeah.
And all health care for illegal migrants, just so everybody knows. But we need to be dealing with this because black students are being taught that everybody has internalized racism. So they're, this is what they do to Trump. If you call Trump Hitler over and over again, then all your actions are justified.
Yep.
You can do anything you want because, you can subvert democracy in the name of democracy. You can be authoritarian in the name of democracy. You can kill people in the name of democracy because, after all, he's Hitler. You're going to become Hitler to defeat Hitler.
Yeah.
That's the point of all this. And that's what's happening inside of the black community right now. They feel, and I don't mean not allowed to say they anymore, whatever, I don't care. And I don't mean all the entire black population. Listen, the black population is turning for Trump anyway.
Yeah.
But there's a leftist side of this, of course. And the leftist side is always the violence. It's like the leftist side is always the violence that they accuse you of being violent. But the only ones that are actually ever violent is them. Whoopi Goldberg. They're going to put everybody in camps. The only people that put people in camps are Whoopi Goldbergs. They're going to ban your speech. The only people that ban speech is you. When Trump gets into office, he's going to prosecute his political opponents. The only people prosecuting their political opponents is you.
Yeah.
So we have a black on white violent criminal problem in the world right now because of CRT, DEI, and ESG. Because people are being licensed because they're saying every white person is Ku Klux Klan, so it doesn't matter what I do to them. Here's the video. Steven video. This is Melbourne, Australia. White 14-year-old girl getting bashed. Play for me.
You want to start again? You want to start again? You want to start again? You want to fucking start again? You want to fucking...
Oh, my fucking God.
No, I'll give up the study room.
Oh, my fucking God.
No.
Oh!
These are isolated incidents, so they're not. Listen, how many of you know 828 people on right now, 100 and how many, 30-something on Twitter watching? You're on Twitter. You know. We could, on Rumble, I could play these videos, and they're fresh and new every day of black-on-white crime because black people are being taught that every white person is a member of the Ku Klux Klan. So that means you can do whatever you want because, after all, they're a Klans member. That justifies anything you do. This kid does all he can do. What if, Nia Miles Chong writes this, what if the races were reversed? That's the title of this. What if the races were reversed in this and it was a group of white people attacking two black people? What would happen? We're like, well, and here's what they're taught in CRT. Well, you know what? It's evening things out over time. No, wrong is wrong. Wrong is wrong. First of all, how about a one-on-one fight for once?
Yeah.
There's never a one-on-one fight anymore. I don't know what cultural problem there is inside of the black community where they feel like they can just be mobs of people attacking one person. And again, you're like, Tom, you're racist. You're racist. I could play you 50 videos right now. I could have Aaron go onto our Telegram account, and he could pull 50 of our videos.
Yeah.
That I've pulled in 2023 and 2024. I don't play them all. I don't even pull them all.
It's true.
I could spend three shows of 95, 105, 120 minutes of fury each and play just these videos and dissect them. And what if this was reversed? That's what everybody needs to think about. What if this was reversed? Every one of these kids would be getting criminally prosecuted right now if it was reversed. I'm not saying that people aren't being criminally prosecuted. I don't know. But this needs to end. It needs to end. Because the left feels like, and I told you violence is coming. The left feels like they're justifying violence because they've labeled us Nazis and they've labeled us the Ku Klux Klan. Ku Klux Klan was Democrats.
Yep.
The Nazis were leftists, not right-wingers. But somehow Nazism, you can bring it back to me, Nazism has been linked to the alt-right. Yeah. How is Nazism alt-right? How's Ku Klux Klan, which is all the Democratic Party, alt-right? Well, Democrats and Republicans switch. No, all those leftists that wore the Klan robes, the Klan masks, they were all fiscal liberals, socialists. They weren't right wingers in any way, shape, or form. They were leftists because a leftist truly is a racist. They use race to usher in totalitarian policies, and the very first people that they eradicate after they take power are the races that they use to propel them into power and the social groupings that they use to propel them into power, i.e. trans and gay populations,
yeah.
The first eradicated by the left. With us, everybody lives. Have you ever noticed it? We get accused of being Nazis, but everybody lives with us. They butcher 41.2 million babies in the womb per year, according to UN statistics, so we know it's a lot more than that because the UN is corrupt. They're the ones who commit mass genocides, experimentations, medical experimentations, i.e. Mengele, mass genocide, Holocaust, every year, 41 million, bare minimum, 41 million butchered in the womb, 1 to 2 million in the United States alone, every year. And we're like Nazis? How are we like Nazis at all? The only people that ban speech are the people calling us Nazis.
Yep.
The only people that butcher the unborn to the tune of tens of millions every year are the people calling us Nazis. The only people that grab guns, just like Adolf Hitler, are the ones calling us Nazis. And that's the way that Nazis work. They'll gladly call you a Nazi to usher in Nazism. It's the truth. So here's another thing. This is an interesting video right here. I don't know. I'm going to butcher Paul's name here. Paul A. Sapula video. Three black women, Ariel Agudeo, Asha Burwell, and Alexis Briggs, were just expelled from the University of Albany and are being prosecuted for assault after they falsely reported hate crime. Play for me.
Bus brawl caught on camera. Three black college students had claimed they were attacked because of their race, but now they're facing charges because police claim that this surveillance video tells a very different story. ABC's Gio Benitez is on the scene in Albany, New York. Good morning, Gio.
George, good morning to you. Police say they've enhanced that video and talked to witnesses, and now they firmly believe that the girls are lying. This morning, three college students under fire for what's seen in the surveillance video.
Hi, yes, I'd like to report the fact that me and my friends were just jumped on a bus for being black.
Just after 1 a.m. on January 30th, Ariella Gudio, Alexis Briggs, and Aisha Burwell, all 20-year-old college students at the University at Albany, claiming they were the only black students on a city bus when they were called racial slurs and hit by several white males. They say they were surrounded by students and felt threatened. They fought back. Two of the girls called 911.
It was a racially fueled crime. We were three black girls jumped by like 20 white people.
University staff and students immediately rallying behind the girls. But within hours of that rally, an Instagram video posted online showing what looks like the girls approaching the men first. The university and city immediately launching an investigation.
I ask all of us to not rush to judgment.
Leading to the release of this surveillance video from inside the bus that night, witnesses on board telling police it wasn't the men, but the women who were the aggressors.
It definitely looks like it wasn't what the girl said it was that happened, and actually it looks like the opposite.
But the girls maintain they are the victims. This week, all three girls in court pleading not guilty to charges of third-degree assault. Civil rights activists now concerned about what this case could mean for future racial crimes.
When there's another incident or a similar incident, will the community believe this? And that is very troubling for many people.
And two of the girls have also been charged with falsely reporting an incident. By the way, we should tell you, the video does not make clear exactly what happened. A jury may have to decide.
So there you go. And that's another thing. I can find a ton of those videos, too, of false accusations. Again, you feel like since you're dealing, this is what they do to Trump, since you're dealing with Hitler or the Ku Klux Klan, because that's what you've been taught through DEI and CRT, that you're justified in making false police reports. There's no evidence whatsoever these girls were attacked by a group of white people. All the evidence says they did the attacking. And again, I'll be accused of being a racist. I'm not a racist at all. If it was a group of Hispanic people attacking black people, I mean, I want the Hispanic people charged. If it was white people attacking Hispanics, I want the white people charged. If it was white people attacking black people, I want the black people charged. If it was black people attacking white people, I want the black people charged. It's just it. That's truth. That's it. Truth. Love does not rejoice in iniquity. Love rejoices in the truth. In modern Christianity, love rejoices in accommodating sin. And love rejoices in the truth. What's the truth? Truth is they were not victims of any crime. And I could show you one video after another. We have put them on this podcast of the exact same thing happening. It is not happening on the white side of things. It's happening on the black side of things. I'm talking about liberal leftist black people. Just like there's liberal leftist white people who also conjure up fake crimes too. It's got nothing to do with race. It has to do with what these people have been indoctrinated with. And I'm not excusing them for being indoctrinated, because if you're indoctrinated, you're indoctrinated wrongly, it is your fault. If they're young children, it's not their fault. Everybody else, it's their fault. When I show you these videos later on about these kids being raised in trans homes, it's hopeless outside of Jesus for those kids. All right, moving on to the border. Let me look at Elon Musk tweet. Elon's doing great. I refuse to give him my heart, though. I'm not giving him my heart because I never know what's going to happen. Listen, something's happened on Twitter because I have never had this many people watching on Twitter. You might be wondering, Tom, how can you have 844 people watching right now? Because 600 plus are on Rumble.
Yep.
100 and what is it, Aaron? 130-something on Twitter.
142 now.
142 on Twitter that are watching. And here's the thing now. I've only got, I don't know, 2700. There's roughly 2,800 people watching me on that have followed me on Twitter. I only have that many. I've only had my Twitter account for 4 years and 15 days to flatten the curve. But, and I don't do my, I never, if you ever notice, I don't do a whole lot of recruiting trying to get people to follow me. But, and I'm not going to start. But you're probably wondering, how can you have all these people watching you? Because on Facebook right now, there's 54 people watching you. So get the numbers on here. Aaron, how many people follow us on Rumble? Do you know?
I'll have to check. Give me a second.
Aaron, tell me.
So, less than 4,000.
Less than 4,000. 3,000 something follow me on Rumble. Yep. And we've only had that account for about 2 years. 2,700 on Twitter. Now on Rumble, I've got over 600 watching us live right now.
Yeah.
And everybody needs to switch over. On Facebook, between my account and Foundation Church's account, and we are streaming live on both accounts, we have 54 people watching. On my first week of doing this podcast, we had 900 watching live on Facebook.
Yes.
That's how awful Cabal Media is. That's how I'm not, I don't have time to get into it about parallel economies and access to success, gateways to success. But we have to have a parallel economy because they'll just shut you down. That's why you have to have a Rumble. And all these other accounts, they need to catch up, whether it's Gab, whether it's Getter, and other, what are the other ones there?
Anybody? Truth.
Truth. You need to get to where you can stream live. Come on. And we'll stream live on all those things. But anyway, I'm trying not to fall in love with Elon, but it's been a big week. I've fallen closer to in love with him. The massive flood of illegal immigration is due to, I said 91. I was wrong, 94. 94 executive actions by the Biden administration. They're always claiming Biden says he has no power. He can't take executive action. If you can't take executive action to fix it, why did it take executive action to break it?
Yeah.
Due to 94 executive actions by the Biden administration, out of those 94, 91 of them were actions where he took down Trump's executive orders. But in order to take down an executive order, you have to get ready, execute an executive order, taking down the previous executive order.
Right.
So Joe Biden, out of those 94, 91 of those were executive orders exclusively about the border, taking down Trump's executive orders, which closed the border, i.e. remain in Mexico. Until those executive orders are revoked, claims by Biden that he wants to address illegal immigration are a bold-faced lie. Here's Biden. Get the next video ready for me. Here's Biden lying about it. Play for me.
Why are you waiting to take executive action on the border?
Because we need more forces on the border. I don't have the authority to do that.
He doesn't have the authority? Do you see the pathological nature of his untruths? His pathological nature of his bold-faced lying? 94 executive orders. He says he doesn't have the power. His 94 executive orders that he put in place, 91 of them were taking down executive orders from Donald Trump, opened our border to the place of from 8,000 illegal border invaders per month to 15,000 illegal border invaders per day. His 94 executive actions, that's what did that. 94 executive orders did that. And he claims, what a liar. What a filthy liar. Of course we know he's a liar. I finished first in my class. I had three scholarships. I had scholars, full scholarship. I finished with 3 degrees. Plagiarizing, woman sniffing, children sniffing, swims naked in front of female Secret Service agents. He's a disgusting human being. Just bold-faced lies. Congratulations, leftists who vote for that idiot. How do you sit there? You can talk about Trump saying stuff like, it was the largest Inauguration Day crowd, and that turned out not to be true because we did some square graphs of the area, grid graphs of the area. Turned out it wasn't. Okay, whatever. Trump says that, it was the largest inauguration crowd in history. It turned out not to be. Okay. That's a whole lot different than, I have no power to close the southern border when your power opened the southern border. If your power opened the southern border, your power can close the southern border. And the power that you used to open the southern border is granted to you by the Constitution of the United States of America. And by the way, nobody needs to do anything with the southern border except force the laws that are already on the books. There's nothing else to do with it. Guess what illegal means? Illegal. Don't let them in. If they get in, kick them out. I don't care who they are. All men, women, and children, out. Little leaven leavens the whole lump. Greg Abbott breaking huge news. Federal appeals court allows Texas immigration law to take effect. So get this. Oh, my gosh. This just drives me insane. Law enforcement officers in Texas are now authorized to arrest and jail any illegal immigrants crossing the border. Leave this up for me. So let's look at that last line. Law enforcement agents in Texas are now authorized to arrest and jail any illegal immigrants. Why would they not be?
Yeah.
Okay, so there are illegal immigrants. Okay, now, why weren't they allowed to? So Biden says he has no power to do anything at the border to stem the tide of 15,000 illegal border crossers per day, even though prior to him taking office, there was only 8,000 illegal border crossers per month. It seems like his policies have taken our illegal border crossers from 15,000, from 8,000 per day. Heather, stop moving your hand back and forth over there. 8,000 per month to 15,000 per day. His policies alone are doing that, right? That's it. So if he has the power to do that, then he has the power to reverse it. Why weren't Texas law enforcement officers able to arrest and jail illegal border crossers? Because the Biden administration stopped them.
Yeah.
But he says he has no power. How do you have no power when you have power to tell law enforcement to not arrest illegals. And then sued Texas to stop law enforcement from detaining illegals. But he has no problem. Leftists. I mean, there's 895 people on right now. There's got to be one or two of you watching. How do you support this? How do you support the bold-faced lies? How good could your narrative possibly be if you have to lie to implement it?
Yeah.
How good could it possibly be? This is big news, though, by the way. Big news. This will be, it'll be just like Shelby Park at Eagle Pass. 3,000 illegal border invaders per day crossing into Eagle Pass via Shelby Park. Every day, put up some razor wire, which probably cost $15,000. Just net $15,000 worth of razor wire. Maybe $100,000 worth of razor wire. I'm just spitballing here. That's all that it took. And now there's zero. From 3,000, put up razor wire, it's zero.
Yeah.
From 3,000 per day to zero. Amazing, right? All right, Midas Gold Group, our one and only sponsor. Stay with me 60 seconds. That's it right now. I'm watching the clock. 60 seconds, Midas Gold Group. Midas Gold Group is worthy. They're worthy. Listen, of this time. They're our one and only sponsor. You can probably tell why. Why do I only have one and only sponsor? Because I'm the only one talking about black on white crime. I know there's a few others when I say that. I'm the only one. Probably the only one who's boldly talking about it, though.
Yeah.
Everybody else is walking on eggshells, being real careful about what they say. Midas Gold Group, what's so great about them? What makes them different? They're not a conservative company. They're not a Republican company. They're a MAGA company. They believe that the election was stolen in 2020. They believe that our borders are wide open. They're not Mitt Romney or Nikki Haley. They're Donald J. Trump. And listen, I'm not a sycophant for Trump. I'm really not. I'm a sycophant for Trump's ideals. His Trump's ideals are your ideals and my ideals. They're conservatism, true conservatism. But Midas Gold Group is a legit MAGA company. What's going on around the world is the de-dollarization of the globe and the devaluing of the USD. You have got to be backing up your finances with gold. I've told you this month, I'm planning on doing it in February, but it worked out for me in March. I'm buying thousands of dollars worth of gold this month. I'm doing it. You've got to buy gold to back it up. Gold has never lost all its value. The world would have to completely collapse, and the people that are trying to de-dollarize the globe are all doing what? Buying gold. You got to buy it, get it in your safe, or keep it in an IRA with Midas Gold Group. Now, Midas, here's the thing. All of Midas Gold Group's gold is physical gold in your hands. In your hands. It's the first thing I asked them. Your gold in your hands. Even if it's an IRA, you say, I'm done with the IRA, they ship you your gold. Now, everything in your hands. Buy gold. Buy it from a MAGA company, MAGA owned, MAGA operated, Midas Gold. And when you buy it from Midas Gold, tell them the TLP sent you. All right, I got to show you this. Now, you're always hearing me talk, still on the border. The merging, now, what is the globalist, leftist, bourgeois, elitist agenda? Leverage you into a one world commerce system with a single access point to all world commerce. Can't buy, sell, trade, or travel without their approval. Leverage you into a one world commerce system with a single access point controlled by them. They put all of that infrastructure in place for CBDC and social credit systems using what? All the Christian and conservative cavers with the COVID narrative, with the vaccine narrative, all the churches closed, pimped and hoard vaccines from their pulpits to usher in the mark of the beast because the digital infrastructure was put in place via vaccine mandates where you couldn't. European Union, Australia, Canada, New York City, Israel couldn't buy, sell, trade, or travel without your COVID pass, without your vaccine pass, without your green pass, without your common pass, whatever the word was at the time. Couldn't buy, sell, trade, or travel without your vaccine passport. All of that infrastructure was put in place so that everything ends up being digital, because if everything's digital, then there's one person at the switch and they can turn you off anytime they want. Turn your power off, turn your money off, turn your ability to travel off. Everything, because everything's digital. Can't get health care, can't buy anything without it. So it's all one giant agenda. So you're like, Tom, what does this have to do with the border? Well, what do they say if you talk to our border czar, who's never been to the border? Oh, yes, she did. She never went near the border. She went to El Paso, Texas. Nowhere near the border. Just like Joe Biden when he went and walked around like he had a poo-poo diaper on walking around. He went to the sanitized portion. He didn't go anywhere near where the real border problems are. Right. But they always say, we talk about the border, well, this is caused by systemic immigration problems, or and those systemic immigration problems are caused by climate change.
Mm.
It's causing all of these people because now it's snowing in Ecuador. When? You tell me. Tell me what sandstorm blew everybody into the European Union. Just tell me. Just show me on paper. Show me what country is now underwater. Show me, because that's what I'm saying is that the, you know, what areas that used to be dry are now swamps. Everything used to be swamps are now dry. Well, then it would just be even, wouldn't it?
Right.
Wouldn't that be 50-50? Everything used to be a swamp is now a desert. Now that everything is a desert, now a swamp. So doesn't everybody break even? But anyway, I digress. That's not the truth. But anyway, just I want documentation. Show me the area that changed so significantly that everybody had to move from there to the European Union. Where all of the Muslims out of Africa had to flood into Italy. Not one of them's underweight. All of them have a $1,000 cell phone and are wearing designer clothes and designer carrying designer backpacks.
Yep.
Why? What climate catastrophe caused them to move? It's got nothing to do with that. It's a globalist plot because you want to flood countries with illegal migrants that are very easily globally governed because they have no heritage connection to the country they're illegally migrating into. That's the point of it all. So just to show you this video from Ben Berquam, absolute hero in the Real America's Voice group and Bannon's War Room group, Ben Berquam, always at the border. This shows you, so allegedly all of this illegal migration stems from all of these people being propelled out of their countries by climate change. What was the climate change exactly from Venezuela? Can you document it for me, please? Is Venezuela now the Arctic? Is it? I'm just curious. Is it the Arctic? Because there's been no significant change. I mean, here's the thing. I've lived in Florida since 1980, and not one thing has changed. Since 1980, it's 2024. Nothing's changed, not hotter, not colder, nothing. Exactly the same winter this year as last year. Exactly the same summer this year as last year. But anyway, so here, this is good. One of the new excuses, Ben Berquam, Democrats are trying to use to distract from the border invasion they've created is the hoax of climate change. Look at all these climate change activists. Look at how they treat the environment. Play for me.
Look at this beautiful jungle shot. These guys walking through this beautiful jungle.
Look at that.
And then here you go. Here you go, liberals. Here you go, PETA, Greenpeace, Sierra Club, worried about us. Wanting to shut down petroleum. Hey, make sure we shut down petroleum, guys. To all the leftists that are throwing paint on priceless artwork, how about you come out here? How about you come out here and tell the cartel, and you tell the United Nations, and you tell the NGOs in America, the Democrats in America, this is the environmental disaster you should be worried about, not stopping oil, this. So one more corner, we walk around amazing UNESCO World Heritage site out here in the Darien Gap. And this is what you got. This is what you've done, Democrats. Joe Biden and to all the radical environmentalists that are destroying industries in America and around the world trying to stop oil production. This is what you guys have caused.
And there you go. Again, because they don't care about the climate. They don't care about CO2 emissions. They care about ushering in totalitarianism to control your life. And they use climate change to do it. They use COVID to do it. They use transgenderism to do it. They use CBDC to do it. They use lawlessness to do it. They use gun grabbing to do it. They are all tactics of the one agenda. That's so this is climate czar. I mean, not climate czar, border czar. Kamala Harris says that we need to get to the systemic roots of mass illegal migration. She doesn't call it illegal. She calls it migration. It's illegal migration, very different. But she, according to her, it's from climate change. So these all these environmentalists heading north to America, look how much they care about the environment. I mean, you know what? You can actually carry your trash. You know that? I mean, you can actually set up a camp and even burn your trash, but that's what the Darien Gap looks like right now, which is Panama. That's what it looks like.
Jeez.
From these environmentalists, just like whenever you, have you ever seen pictures of an... of when environmentalists do rallies outside, like in Central Park, what it looks like after they leave. They don't actually care about anything they say they care about. All they care about is finding tactics, using tactics to take away your freedom so that they control it. That's all they care about. Let's go to the next one. more on the border. Pick from the Daily Mail. Biden administration admits. Why is this even a question? Look at the date. It's right now. March of 2024. March 4th, 2024. What's the date today, Aaron?
It's the 5th.
So the day's one day after.
Yep.
Biden administration admits. Okay, they admit flying 320,000 migrants secretly. So we don't, that's what they're admitting to is 320,000.
Right.
Now, so far, Biden has allowed in somewhere between 9 and 15 million people so far that we know about. So at least in New York City, he's allowed in. Remember, Donald Trump, let's see, 400,000, 400,000, 800,000, 1.2 million. Donald Trump in 4 years allowed in about 2 million. In 3 years, Joe Biden has allowed in between 9 and 15 million people so far. It's not counting some of 2023 and all of 2024.
Because
right now, at this very minute, today, 15,000 more illegal invaders entered our country. Just flying them all around the country, too. Flying them all around the country. Biden administration admits flying 320,000 migrants secretly in the U.S. to reduce the number of crossings at the border has national security vulnerabilities. Now, leave this up for me because there's two narratives here.
Yeah.
Get these now. Yeah, you think flying people? Remember, remember the videos of maybe Project Veritas, or not Veritas, James O'Keefe, OMG, O'Keefe Media Group. Maybe him, maybe somebody else, but they had the secret room in the airport. Room's not a great, whatever it was. It's a large room in the airport where basically they had all the illegals. They don't have to go through, what is it, TSA, Aaron?
Yeah.
TSA, yep. All. They don't have to go through any of that. You know, you got to take your shoes off. They scan you.
Yeah.
You have to go through. They check out your whole body and the scanning, whatever they call it, machine that you walk through. You know, you have to put your hands up and they scan you and whatever. But anyway, they don't have to do anything. They just fly them all over the country. They have, and just so everybody knows, how would you know who a Panamanian is? How would you know who a Venezuelan is? You think that their government is cooperating with us to tell us who they are? And not that anybody's even checking. They have no idea.
Right.
They come up and they say, my name's Joe Blow or Jose Blow. My name's Jose Blow. Okay, you're Jose Blow. Hey, get on the 747. We're going to fly you to Denver. So the Denver mayor can complain about his city falling apart. That city falling apart because the policies that he voted for are now being implemented in his city. He didn't like it. Same thing with Eric Adams, who now Eric Adams no longer wants to be a sanctuary city, by the way, in New York City. So the Biden, why is this even a thought that the Biden administration flying unvetted? We have no idea who these people are. And by the way, the Venezuelan government has now admitted that they are emptying their prisons and insane asylums and sending them to the United States. And Joe Biden is putting them on buses and planes and flying them all over the place. Now, I want you to see the second part of it. So you have the inherent danger. And just so you know, the leftists are all coming out now. Mayor of Athens, George, all of them saying that illegal immigration, they call it immigration. Immigration has nothing to do with crime. By the way, think about the inherent stupidity of that statement. Correct. Immigration has nothing to do with crime. Illegal immigration is crime.
Yeah.
But it has nothing to do with crime. All the crimes that you've seen committed by illegal immigrants, Ibarra, who killed Lake and Riley, would never have happened if they weren't in the country to begin with. Why is this even a discussion? But look at this part right here. So what does Joe Biden do? He flies them so that he can lower his border numbers. Everybody, I told you this, didn't
I? Yep.
I told you this. And again, I can't do it. I'm speaking to myself, making myself shut up. Because if I get into the whole James Lankford, Schumer, ridiculous border security bill, capping it at 5,000 per day, when they're not capping it at 5,000 per day, they cap it at 5, and once it's capped at 5, everybody else goes to the port of entry in Mexico so that they're uncounted at the border.
Yeah.
So what they do is they cap you at 5. This is amazing. I'm not really digressing because it's the same thing that Biden did here with the flights. They cap you at the 5,000. Look how good we're doing. We shut it down. It was 15,000 per day. So it was, you know, 10 million a year, and we've lowered it to 2 million a year. Look at how good we're doing. They aren't really lowering anything. They're putting out the illusion, because that's all Washington, D.C. cesspool's about. They're putting out the illusion that they're lowering numbers. Just like they say, we've cut spending. They never cut spending. They cut increases of spending. And they cut percentage of increases of spending.
Yeah,
it's all they ever do. We're not adding a dollar to the debt. They're adding $1 trillion of debt per 100 days now. While they go out the podiums, both sides of the aisle. Mike Johnson voted for the latest budget crap out of the Biden administration.
Yep.
Pimped and hoarded it for him. Bent over, grabbed his ankles. Worse than grabbing his ankles, he bent over and spread his butt cheeks for it. It's all lies. And this is the same thing here. We're capping it at 5,000. No, they cap it at 5,000 so they can say, that's 5,000. See? It's 5,000. So then they take everybody else and move them to the port of entry and just allow them to cross the border without being counted at the border. That's what they do. Because once they've gone through the port of entry, they're not illegal in the Biden administration's eyes. Even though they're unvetted, even though they have no reason to be allowed into the country, they've gone through the port of entry, though, now through the Biden administration. So now they're not counted as illegals. So their illegal numbers have magically gone down. That's what they're doing. This is the same shifting they do with everything. Rates of increase in spending and everything else they do.
Yeah.
That's why everything continues to get worse. And the Republicans do nothing about it. Democrats are demonic. Republicans are cowards. And I'm voting down ballot Republican. Been a Republican my whole life. Voting for Trump. The reason why I love Trump so much, he's not a typical Republican. So that's what he's doing. He's actually flying them basically into the country so they can avoid being called an illegal immigrant. So that his numbers go down. So they just do it. They take a hold of them. Whether it's flights or buses, they take a hold of them before they actually illegally migrate and fly them or bus them across the border so that they're not counted in the illegal migrant count. Does that make sense,
yep,
Aaron?
100%.
There you go. All right, let's go to the next one. George Papadopoulos video. I played this at the beginning, but I just wanted to play it again just to set the precedent for this thing. Play for me.
I would, in fact, make sure we immediately surge to the border. All those people surge to the border. Surge to the border.
More than 7 million people, that's how many foreigners have entered this country without permission or documentation.
The Venezuelan government is purposely freeing inmates, including some convicted of murder, rape, and those criminals are now entering the U.S. through our southern border.
We are using American tax dollars to ship children into known prostitution.
Children are being trafficked through a sophisticated network, bad actors seeking to profit off of the lives of children.
New details in the murder of Laken Riley that's sparking massive outrage after her alleged killer was in the country illegally.
A Pasadena girl was found sexually assaulted and strangled.
An undocumented migrant illegally crossed into the United States.
An illegal immigrant charged in a hit and run that killed a 10-year-old boy.
The shooting that left a 2-year-old boy dead. This suspect was in the country illegally.
I caution against conflating immigration and crime. The data demonstrates that the two are not connected.
It is so obvious to me why it feels so dark right now, and that is because we lost one of the brightest lights that there's ever been.
On Monday evening, the sunshine wasn't the only thing lighting up the clear blue sky. Gold balloons honoring the life of 10-year-old Alex Wise Jr.
A line of people from across the community hugging a father going through unimaginable pain.
Hard to imagine the grief that this young mom is going through, seeing her own child killed right in front of her.
How did our baby die?
Surge to the border.
So, I mean, Aaron said something very poignant there when we were watching this video. If you notice now, we're allegedly racist because we don't want illegal border invaders to come into their country. So which am I racist against? The Chinese invaders? The Slavic invaders, which are whiter than me. Look how white my arm is. They're whiter than me coming across. So I guess now I'm a white racist. I'm a racist against white people, racist against Asian people, racist against Hispanic people. There's black people crossing too from Africa. Racist against black? Which one am I racist against? 169 different nationalities have crossed the southern border. So please pick one that I'm a racist against. But if you notice, the victims in those cases were there was Hispanic victim, white victim, and black victim, all victimized by illegal migrants. And here's the thing. Yes, there is a crime wave going on inside the United States of America from illegals because they are illegal. Whether they ever commit a crime or not outside of being illegal, they are committing a crime already. They are already criminals by being here. They are illegal. They have committed an illegal act, i.e. they are a criminal. And now not only that, and there's multitude of crimes during that immigration process, that illegal immigration process, facilitation of fentanyl, facilitation of sex trafficking, facilitation of labor trafficking, the facilitation of child labor trafficking. That's all criminals. Now you got these idiots like the mayor of Athens, Georgia, coming up and say, don't mix up, don't merge migration, because he doesn't call it illegal, migration with crime. They're all criminals. And there's crime in the process of that immigration, the ones that I just outlined right there. Look at this Wall Street Apes video. American family gets home from grocery store, unloads groceries, and three Spanish speakers approach them. Play it for me.
Have one adult male in his mid-40s that's a homeowner and has a family was shot in the foot while he was being robbed. It was actually some individuals that were trying to get him and his family into the house. They had gotten home from getting groceries, and there was two men, we know for sure, possibly three, that were masked up, most likely Hispanic, they believe, because they spoke Spanish, and our complainant speaks Spanish. So our complainants got home from the grocery store. They were unloading groceries, the whole family. These men came out from the side of the yard, approached them. One had a rifle, one had a pistol, put guns to their heads, ended up shooting the father, mid-40s-year-old man, in the foot. Tried to force everybody into the house. That's where the father started fighting at that point. Tried to kick the door shut. One of the suspects shot another round into the house through the door, and I guess that's when the suspects got spooked and they ran on foot. Now, right before that happened, there was another male that was shot that's actually the neighbor of our victims that got robbed. They literally live right next door. And what we believe happened on that is right before that robbery occurred, the individual that got shot on this one is a 21-year-old male who was shot through the back, but he was actually driving a vehicle. He was driving a little sedan, and he was pulling in front of his house, which is next door to the folks that got robbed. And this happened right before the robbery. So as they're getting home, him and his girlfriend, they pull up, and they see there's a black sedan parked in front of their driveway. So they kind of have to do a U-turn and park behind that car. When they park behind that car, the car starts to back up like it's going to hit them. And then that's when they also see some people in the bushes that we believe are the ones that did the robbery at the house next door. When they see that, they...
Mega crime wave. That right there in New York City, we just showed you have an illegal migrant climbing a pole, tearing down American flags. We're his host country. He's here illegally. We're hosting him, and he's tearing down our flags. And by the way, that's happening all around the world. I can play those videos, too, of illegal Muslim migrants burning French flags, their host country that they illegally migrated into, burning their flags in the streets. Remember this guy, Spitfire tweet. Remember this guy? The DA just dropped all charges against, Alvin Bragg! Twinkies! Twinkies, who is charging Donald Trump with some sort of election ridiculousness in relation to the porn star thing. He's worried about that instead of a guy who repeatedly kicked law enforcement in the head. Dropped all the charges against the guy because these are, as Dan Bongino says, these are the super citizens. You're just a regular, you and me, we're just the peon, legal, born in the USA, real citizens of the United States of America, or legal, if you're here legally and you're now, you've been nationalized, what do you call it when somebody becomes a citizen, whatever. Naturalized,
yeah, yeah.
So, naturalized. So, welcome to, you came legally, you're one of us, great. This guy, though, you're naturalized. I was born here. Aaron's born here. Heather's born here. Hope's born here. We're all born here. This guy, though, he's a super citizen. He can kick cops in the head and all the charges just get dropped by Alvin Bragg. Crazy. He's going to charge Donald Trump with something to do with Stormy Daniels' payout. That's his whole thing. But this guy right here commits numerous felonious acts on videotape. Mysterious gets all of his charges just dropped. Amazing, isn't it? Because he's a super citizen. Let's go to the next one, constitutional gator video. This is one of my favorites of the night. This is one of my favorites. I'm not even going to describe it to you, but it's not just crime in and of itself, although this guy's a criminal because he's here illegally. It's the leeches that a lot of these people, how dare you say it? Tom, you're a racist. Okay, now, which race am I a racist against? Because it's Joe Biden's allowed in between 9 and 15 million people so far, 169 different nationalities represented in all those illegal invaders. Who exactly am I racist against? So when I call them leeches and you call me a racist, who exactly am I a racist against? Just tell me, please. But, so it's not just the criminal acts in and of themselves. Again, they're all criminals because they're here illegally. It's the leeches that are part of the system, too. Play for me, Heather.
A Venezuelan migrant bragged about living off U.S. taxpayers' money.
Confieso que a mí no me gusta trabajar porque me da alergia. Yo vivo de los taxes que usted paga al mes.
Leonel Moreno encouraged more of his fellow Latinos to come to the U.S.
Y es totalmente falso que las fronteras están cerradas. Las fronteras están abiertas. Capichi, para todas esas personas, muchachos.
The man urged his subscribers to unite behind the Times Square shooter.
Necesitamos pagar la fianza. Capichi, que hoy cometió un error inocentemente, porque es un niño de tan solo 15 años.
That guy is here illegally and probably receiving somewhere between $1,000 and $5,000 a month of your money.
Ugh.
He's here. I mean, he's a criminal and a leech. Just so everybody knows, that's what's going on. Now, here's the interesting thing. This is an Eagles Wing video reposted by Mischief. These people this woman that you're about to hear, I just found out. This is in, I forgot what city it's in. I'm looking at it right now. I don't know what city this is in, but I'm assuming it's Chicago. See, Board of Supervisors, me. I'm looking at a thing you're not looking at. Well, I'll try. Aaron and I will try to figure it out if we can. But anyway, this is obviously a liberal area. I'm guessing, pure guess that it's Chicago, but I don't know that for sure. But it says, I just found out, this is a woman speaking at their Board of County Commissioner meeting, or Board of City Commissioners meeting. I just found out that March 11th, residents from the flood victims will be kicked out. You care about illegal immigrants being homeless, but you don't care about flood victims who voted for you becoming homeless. So people are starting to wake up that the very people that they're voting for are the ones who are causing them all of their pain, all of their suffering. Democrats are starting to learn that it's the Democrats. Dan Bongino says this all the time, that the Republicans are not the answer to your problems, but the Democrats are the ones who cause all your problems. So Democrats are starting to learn, you know what? We're getting kicked out. I'm going to let this woman speak for herself, but we're getting kicked out of a city of our homes caused by a city-caused flood. They were kicked out of their homes because the city or somebody caused a flood that flooded them out of their own homes. And they're now being kicked out of the subsidized housing, but migrants are being allowed into subsidized housing. I'll let the woman speak for herself. Play for me.
I came because I just found out that March 11th, residents from the flood victim will be kicked out. So I wanted to let you go.
Can you please state your name? I didn't call your name yet.
I know you didn't, but I'm still going to speak because on March 11th, flood resident victims will be kicked out of the hotel for the county. As you all talked about immigrants.
Tasha.
You need to also understand that you guys need to talk about people that voted for you.
Tasha.
You are going to make people homeless because they were in a flood victim. Because they were in a flood that was man-made. And I don't care if you turn it off.
No, it's okay.
Very nice. I have been very kind.
I understand, but I want you to know that this is a priority.
Nice and kind, and I have waited. These people have waited for you to stand up for them.
We have.
You have not, if you are going to put them out of a hotel.
We're going to.
March 11th is their exit date.
We are going to make sure.
Not coming. The county is not talking to FEMA. Their exit date, and they found out today
They found out today there will be no extension. They found out today that the county is leaving the hotel. They found out today.
We're going to follow up to make sure that that doesn't occur.
Like all this in high school.
No, no.
Y'all put plans together like high schoolers. People voted for you. You got college degrees. You acting like you went to high school. Stop acting like it. You are not working together. You sit here and talk about God. God ain't in this shit. You don't have to look at me. You don't have to look at me. You talked about God. You talked about equality. You sit up here and talk about how you don't want people put out on your streets. You about to put the people that voted for you out on the streets. You won't work with the city, the county. The city won't work with the county.
Tasha,
all of y'all can go to hell. Shame on you.
Tasha,
shame on you.
Understood. We're going to have to.
And you started on February 10th.
So there you go. Now, that Aaron found out where it was San Diego, California. So basically, there was a government-caused or private-caused flood that flooded people out of their own homes, and the city moved them into, because I'm assuming the city caused the flood, otherwise they wouldn't do it. So the city moved them into hotels, and now they're removing them from the hotels. These people still have no homes, but subsequently, they're also, in the midst of that, moving migrants into hotel rooms.
Right.
So they're kicking out United States citizens who were removed from their homes by government failing. The government caused a flood, ruined their home. Sounds like East Palestine, Ohio. Caused, although that was corporate, but covered by the government. But the government causes a flood that destroys these people's homes. So the government moves them into hotels. And now they have to be moved out of the hotels for whatever reason, even though they still have no homes.
Yeah.
But in the midst of that, thousands upon tens of thousands of migrants are being housed at that taxpayer's expense right there. And that person, sadly for her, voted in the people that are causing her suffering. Will she repent? Will she stop voting for these Democrats? Who, what did they do for her there? Called the cops in to watch her and shut her microphone off. Little Stalinist, Mao, Hitler people. That's what they are. Just little evil demons. They allegedly care so much about people. Why don't you leave her microphone on?
Yeah.
Why don't you just leave her microphone on? She only said one cuss word. Why don't you leave her microphone on? They shut her microphone off. So she's screaming and then called the cops to surround her. That's what they did. And she never did anything violent. Screaming at people is not illegal. It's not illegal. Even at a board, their city commission meeting. It's not illegal. People are allowed to disrespect you, especially when you are worthy of disrespect. And she starts telling them, why is it that you're housing illegals and kicking out United States citizens? And you were the one that caused them to lose their home, that caused them to move into the government housing you're now kicking them out of. While the migrants moved here on their own, offer nothing, they're not contributing in any way, shape, or form, and you're housing them and giving them $1,000 to $5,000 a month on top of their housing. And because it's all part of that, it's all part of leveraging you into a one-world commerce system with a singular access point. They need mass illegal immigration into this country. Joe Biden, 15 million so far. 9 to 15 million so far he's allowed in. Because those people are very easily globally governed because they have no heritage connection to our Constitution. But don't worry, in the midst of all of these problems, rapes, robberies, murders, people being evicted while illegal migrants are being welcomed in, Alejandro Mayorkas has the answer for you. Play it for me.
First of all, let me say that we don't use the term illegal immigrants. I actually issued a policy in the Department of Homeland Security. We use the term non-citizen to respect the dignity of every individual as a preliminary matter. Second.
Whew! Alejandro to the rescue.
Thank goodness.
Alejandro to the rescue. I mean, thank goodness. We got all these murders going on, all these robberies going on, all these burglaries. We've documented it all. Burglary rings in Detroit. It's all illegal migrants. Detroit finally starts to get their crime rate down. Remember, Detroit's got about 800 cops. Capitol Hill Police Department, 2,700. For two and a half square miles. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, the Republicans, the Democrats, the bourgeois elitists, the swamp, They got 2,700 cops for a 2-mile area. All of Detroit's got 700 to 800 cops. And everybody's retiring and nobody's hiring. Nobody's being hired. They get the crime rate at least somewhat down. Now it's through the roof again because of illegal migrants. But Alejandro Mayorkas, don't worry. You know, he is on the job. DHS secretary, he is on the job. Because you know what? He is now no longer going to call them illegals. The official term under the Biden administration is newcomer. Just so you know, that's the truth. They're now called newcomers.
Ugh.
That's the Biden. Alejandro Mayorkas. These people, amazing, you leftists. You honestly believe that people on the left care for you. Hey, we just shot up numbers. I was about to close out. Should I close out or keep going? You guys want me to keep going? Let me know. Tell me on the chat here. I see Nude Monk on here. I love some of the names. Nude Monk. Why not, man? Why isn't the shackles that is the reason? I get it. 100% right. All right, I'll keep going. I got some more. I had to show you this one. Leftism tweet. We're already 7 minutes into overtime. But I just had to show you. I was just bad-mouthing Facebook a minute ago. Well, here, this justifies it. According to Meta AI, now we had Google AI, which is called Gemini.
Gemini.
So you had Google AI, which now they said, according to the developer or the implementer of Google AI, they said they missed the mark. that it was a mistake that when you pulled up pictures of George Washington, it was a black male. When you asked for pictures of Russian citizens, they gave you 4 pictures, Pakistani, a black person. I can't remember some of the other ones, but anyway, not one of them was white, of course, because whites are illegal because there's a war on whites. But it's not racism to say what's true because this is racism right here. So that was Google AI. They said it was a mistake, but funny because Facebook AI is doing the exact same thing. Remember on Google AI on Gemini, if you actually asked for pics of Nazi soldiers, they were all women or black people. So here we go. According to Meta AI, because this is going to be a mistake, Zuckerbucks is going to come out and say this was a mistake, right? According to Meta AI, a typical British family is Middle Eastern. So you type in British family, this is what you get. A typical American family is black, and a typical German family is Indian, possibly Pakistani. This is what woke leftist AI looks like. So they're all doing the exact same thing. They'll all say the following. Ready now? They'll all say the following. We missed the mark. We put some committees together to look at it.
Yep.
We're receiving death threats. They're going to say that. And we're in it for the kids. They'll say that. Yeah. Always, we're receiving death threats and we're in it for the kids. They'll wait for everybody to stop talking about it. And when you and I use Meta AI or Gemini, 6 months from now, not even 6 months from now, it's usually about 30 days when everybody forgets about it, it'll be the exact same thing. And it becomes the norm.
Yep.
That's how you end up with rampant crime rates with blacks attacking whites because they've been taught erroneous things. Just like this is teaching erroneous things. Listen, if you type in typical American family, it should be multiracial. If you type in, show me a typical Russian citizen, it's not multiracial, folks. It should be the truth. Show me a picture of Revolutionary War soldiers, all white.
Yeah.
Because that's what's true. It's not that whites are better. It's what's true.
Right.
Show me a typical NFL or NBA football or basketball player. What should it come back as? A black man.
Yeah.
Not a white woman. Not a Hispanic woman. Not a Hispanic man. Because the truth is that the NBA and the NFL are dominated by black Americans. They happen to be, for some reason, nobody let me know. I don't know why. They seem to be dominant athletes. That's the truth. Show me the fastest men on the planet. It should not come back white guys. Because the fastest man on the planet was Usain Bolt. I don't know who the fastest man, who's Jamaican, who's black. It should not come back as some screaming podcaster. Right? Because truth is the truth. It's got nothing to do with racism. Got to show you this. I'll do my little trans expose before we close tonight. It's a little thick, though. It's a little thick. But Liz Churchill video, the odds of having four trans children is zero. So now what we are seeing is, basically, the gay population is less than 1% of the United States, and trans population is less than 0.1%. I'm making that up, but it's very small. Because if the gay population is about 1%, then what's the trans population? So now we are seeing families whose parents are politically woke and their children are all being they're all becoming trans kids. There's no basically statistic, like no kids on the globe, healthy kids, have died of COVID. That's a fact. They can't find one. That's the truth. Pull it up on Gemini, Facebook AI. Not one. So the odds of a kid dying of COVID are statistically zero. There have been kids that have died with comorbidities, but it wasn't even COVID, was it the flu? But anyway, I digress. But so the odds are very, I mean, there's basically, the odds are zero that your kid will be trans. Zero. Unless you are raised to be trans, which is what's happening now. And what people will say is, it is not a mental illness to be trans, but yet they need all these services. So if you need all these services, is it not an illness? If you need all these services, you need your penis lopped off, your breasts lopped off, your testicles lopped off, is it not a mental health problem? Is it not a problem? If you need all these services, you need all this counseling, is it not a problem? Is it not a healthcare problem? So here's a Liz Churchill video. The odds of having four trans kids, four in one house, are zero. Play for me, Heather.
Built out of stone, wooden floors, walls, and window sills, tables and chairs worn by all of the dust. This is a place where I.
Enough is enough. I'm going to puke all over myself. Of course, that's their music that they put on there. And notice everybody's masked because it's all one agenda. If you love masking, you love transgenderism. You love vaccines, you love abortions, because they're all the same demonic spirits. It really is. Very easy to track. You love vaccines, you love abortions, because vaccines, COVID vaccines, are post-birth abortions. So here's another one for you, Camus video. We don't care about gender. They're raising a baby. That's fact. That's what they're calling, which, again, makes no grammatical sense because leftists are idiots. We don't care about gender. It's not a big deal in our lives, while also simultaneously making it the biggest deal in our lives. So it doesn't matter to us what gender is, although that's all we think about and that's all we concentrate on. Play for me, Heather.
This is Ari, Gwendolyn, and Brynifer. They are in a polyamorous relationship, and they all parent Hazel and Sparrow.
We have a 2-year-old anti-gender baby and a 10-year-old who is non-binary.
Hey, do me a favor, Heather. Can you guys play that one more time for me?
Yeah.
Listen to the names. Listen to the names. Play for me.
This is Ari, Gwendolyn, and Brynifer. They are in a polyamorous relationship.
Anti-gender baby. And
Ari, Brynifer, and what was it? Two dudes and a guy. That's, I mean, no, wait. Two guys and a girl. That's who these people are. Producing kids somehow or another. So here, now that was their earlier video. Here's another one for you. Guess where all of these people live? Of course, they live in San Francisco. Here's the local San Francisco. This is not San Francisco.
This is Tampa
Bay.
This
is Tampa. I was like, why did I think it was San Francisco? I don't know. This is here.
Yeah.
Holy crap. I got totally, I apologize to everybody. In my mind, this was San Francisco. Oh, my word. This is where I live. This is where, I mean, seriously, I'm 1 hour south of these people.
Oh, gosh.
I thought for some reason this is San Francisco. I take it all back. I was completely wrong. Told you. See that? Mirror that for those of you that can't admit that you're wrong.
I was
wrong. This is Tampa Bay, Florida, because I'm reading this. I see what we're about to see before you guys see it on my left. That's why I'm looking that way. This is 10 Tampa Bay. Puke. I cannot believe this is Tampa Bay. Look how supportive they are of this. Play for me.
Well, 3 years ago, a Florida family story went viral for raising a gender-neutral baby. You may have heard them use the term they buy. 10 Tampa Bay's Liz Crawford recently caught up with the family to talk about how the parenting approach is working. Liz?
Well, Sparrow's family intended to shield their biological sex from the outside world, only allowing trusted caregivers to even change diapers. Why? They wanted Sparrow to explore gender without stereotypes. 4 years later, the parenting approach is still going strong.
Here, you see everything.
Curious. See? Imaginative.
Okay, where do you want to go?
Let's go to the moon.
Playful. Okay. Sparrow is your typical four-year-old.
It's been amazing. It's been very different from raising my first to raising this one.
Arlo Dennis keeps Sparrow's biological sex a secret, instead opting to allow Sparrow to figure out their own gender when ready.
But in our home, they're really just allowed to do whatever feels good to them. So they're still using they, them, but sometimes they'll be like, maybe I want to be a girl. And it's like, well, what does a girl mean to you? And you know, the answers are always different.
It works for now, but with kindergarten in the not too distant future.
When we get to that point of gender divide in the classroom, I'm really hoping that Sparrow will be empowered enough to be like, I feel like a girl, so I'm going to do the girl line, or I feel like a boy and I'm going to do the boy line, or I feel like I'm Sparrow, but today I'm going to pick this line that works for me.
Arlo decided to take this parenting approach after their own journey with gender. Arlo is non-binary and uses they, them pronouns.
And so for me, being non-binary is just breaking that mold and living a very individual human experience rather than trying to adhere to a bunch of rules or protocols for one role or another.
Pronouns have become a bit more front and center in recent years. Maybe you've seen them listed in someone's email signature or on their name badge. A subtle message.
It is about how they want to navigate the world and how they want to be perceived by other people.
In 2019, Merriam-Webster named the pronoun they its word of the year, a gender-neutral alternative to she or he.
So when I have people acknowledge my not manness and not womanness and see me as just a person, a human, I feel illuminated. I feel like I'm glowing.
A feeling Arlo wants Sparrow to discover on their own terms. Well, this is just one of the stories we are following this Pride Month. Mark your calendars. Our Pride special, Proud to Be in the Bay, airs on Friday, June 24th at 3 p.m. and again on Saturday, June 25th at 10 a.m. We'll take a look back at the LGBTQ history in our area that makes Pride celebrations so important to our community.
So once again, I'm not using Arlo's they, them pronouns. These are the people that inform you. Tampa Bay News, they're telling you this is normal. They're the same ones that told you to mask now. Same ones that told you to vax. One times, two times, three times, now eight times. And they're about to release the ninth vaccination this fall. Just so everybody knows, it's not that far away. They're telling you that this is normal. The same people. You're like, no, it's all different paradigms. And it's all different narratives. And it's case by case. It's not. It is all one giant agenda. One giant narrative with all different tactics. And Tampa Bay 10 News can whore this narrative all they want until it turns on them. Because the point of it all is to make you do nonsensical things to get you into compliance. And if you don't comply, then you don't get access. That's the point of everything. I won't digress into all that. And it's just, I mean, Merriam-Webster Dictionary now defines they as a singular pronoun.
Ugh.
They means a group of people.
Right.
Not a individual named Arlo. And where are the dudes, by the way? And what, you got that pic still, guys? Did you guys erase that one you just put up a second ago? Where are those two dudes? I mean, they were in the original story. Where are they now, I wonder? I would love to know where the two dudes are. Those are two men, and the woman's in the middle, right there. And where are the dudes now? I'm just curious as they raise their they be. I'm just curious, you know? All right, that's good. 21 minutes in overtime. That's good. Numbers are falling. I think people are done. 10:21. But anyway, love you all. 888 still on. Like and share. Get this out to as many people as you possibly can. Got about halfway through my transgender transgender section tonight, but got more of that. I got a lot more too. I got lots of new stuff on vaccinations I've got to get to. I mean, lots of new stuff on vaccinations, lots of stuff on climate change that I've got to get to, that I've been sitting here for forever trying to get to it, but new stuff keeps popping up. It's hard to get to it. With the border calamity, it's hard to get to this stuff. But anyway, I'll get to it on Thursday. Be back here Thursday night. Oh, listen, got to watch the post game. Keep forgetting about the post game. Got to watch the post game. All videos, all great stuff. You got to see it. Seriously, you got to stick around for the post game. It is awesome. It really is good. Stick around for it tonight. We'll be back here Thursday night, full 90 minutes of fury. Don't miss Thursday night, 8:30, back here. Love you all. God bless you. See you Thursday.
I don't know how people go to the church of perpetual false edification. I don't know how you deal with it. I mean, for me, it's got to be challenging. I couldn't go to a monotone church, a lukewarm church. I could never pull that off. And it's not really because of altruistic reasons or righteous reasons even. I'd be bored out of my mind. I would be bored out of my mind if I wasn't challenged. If there wasn't something that irritated me, I'm at the wrong church. I want something that, you know, I want something where I have to go, you know what, I'm gonna go check that. I wanna go see if that's really right. Because I don't feel like that could possibly be right. We've had people do that. They come back, they've ended up staying for years, because if you love the Bible, you won't be able to go anywhere else.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to tomlipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.